Well, boys' state soccer action got underway yesterday with quarterfinal round play in all three classes. In Class 1A yesterday, it was GCGR defeating Underwood by a final score of 1-0. Also, Kemper Catholic advances with a 1-0 victory over Columbus WMU. That game went to overtime. Beckman Catholic was a 3-0 winner over West Liberty, and Iowa City Regina beat Pella Christian 4-1 in 1A first round action. In the quarterfinals of Class 2A, Dubuque Wallert defeated Bishop Heelan Catholic 1-0. That game went into penalty kicks before Wallert came away a winner. Storm Lake over ADM 2-1. Norwalk beat Mount Vernon 6-0, and it was Hudson over Cedar Rapids Xavier by a 3-2 final. In Class 3A quarterfinals, Iowa City High beat Des Moines Roosevelt 3-0. Ames over Linmar 4-2. West Des Moines Valley 6-1 over Ankeny. Cedar Rapids Washington defeated Iowa City West 1-0. Those winners advancing into the semifinals today. Lots of action yesterday. Girls state tennis tournament play got underway in Class 1A action in singles. In the first round, Sarah Cabine of Clarinda was a winner as she posted a straight sets win over Audrey Hines of Dubuque Wallert. Also in first round play, Sarah Wood of Shenandoah was defeated by Stephanie Bush in straight sets yesterday. In the quarterfinals, Sarah Cabine of Clarinda lost to Chelsea Posh of Waverly Shellrock in a three-set match. She fell into the second round of consolation where she stayed alive with a 6-3, 7-5 win over Sarah Wood of Shenandoah. That was after Wood defeated Elizabeth Erke of Lamar's in straight sets in the first round of consolation. So Wood is out. Cabine stays alive in consolation. In Class 1A doubles play yesterday in the first round, it was the doubles team of Caitlin McElravy and Sydney Dunphy of Creston winning their first round match over a doubles team from Pella Christian in three sets. Also in the first round, Sarah Behrens and Macy Baker of Red Oak were defeated by a doubles team from Decorah in straight sets. Sydney Gunderson and Jackie Ingram of Denison were winners. They beat a Mount Vernon duo in straight sets. Olivia Ibsen and Sophie Schultz of Denison lost in their first round match in straight sets to a doubles team from Davenport Assumption. Also, J.C. Hogue and Marilyn Cepeda of Shenandoah lost their first round match in straight sets to a duo from Decorah. And Jenna Taylor and Allie Thompson of Creston were winners. They beat a team from Newton in straight sets in the first round. Now, those winners moved on into the quarterfinals, where McElravy and Dunphy of Creston lost in their second round match to a doubles team from Columbus in straight sets. Gunderson and Ingram from Denison also were defeated by a doubles team from Decorah in the second round. And also in the quarterfinals, Jenna Taylor and Allie Thompson of Creston stayed alive in the championship bracket as they picked up a win over a Decorah doubles team in straight sets. Now, also in consolation bracket play, in the first round of consolation, it was the Red Oak doubles team of Behrens and Baker winning to stay alive as they beat a Fort Madison duo in straight sets. Ibsen and Schultz of Denison also stayed alive in first round consolation as they picked up a straight sets win over Hogue and Cepeda of Shenandoah. In the second round of consolation, Behrens and Baker of Red Oak were eliminated, losing in straight sets to a Decorah doubles team. Gunderson and Ingram of Denison stayed alive as they defeated their teammates, Ibsen and Schultz of Denison, 6-2 and 6-2 in the second round of consolation. McElravy and Dunphy from Creston also stayed alive as they picked up a straight sets win over a doubles team from Newton yesterday in the first round. Those winners continue to move forward in today's action at the state tennis tournament. In high school girls softball play last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, St. Albert and Shenandoah split a doubleheader, with St. Albert winning 6-3 in the opener. The second game went to Shenandoah 14-12. Denison took two from Clarinda, 12-1 and 17-3. It was Lewis Central sweeping a pair from Red Oak, 14-0 and 7-0. Glenwood beat Kemper Catholic 4-1 in the opening game of a doubleheader, and it went 6-5. Glenwood in the second game for the sweep, and Harlan defeated Creston 7-6 in the first game. Creston took the nightcap 10-4. In Western Iowa Conference play, it was Riverside over Griswold 8-7. Missouri Valley beat AHSTW 10-3. Trainer over Audubon 15-0. Logan Magnolia beat Tri-Center 10-0. IKM Manning a 12-0 winner over Underwood. In the Corner Conference, it was East Mills beating Nishnabotna 13-8. Stanton outscored Essex 16-15, while Sydney edged Fremont Mills 8-7. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, Lenox beat Southwest Valley 15-0. Bedford over, Mount Air beat Bedford 15-3. Nottoway Valley, a winner over East Union, 11-1. In boys baseball action last night from the Hawkeye 10, St. Albert edging Shenandoah 5-4. Clarinda got by Denison 4-3. Lewis Central shut down Red Oak 13-0. Kemper Catholic took two from Glenwood 7-4 and 5-3. And it was Harlan sweeping a pair from Creston 13-3 and 12-2. In the Missouri Valley, or in the Western Iowa Conference, rather, it was Missouri Valley beating AHSTW 9-4. Audubon needed nine innings to beat Trainer 2-1. Griswold over Riverside 15-0. IKM Manning beat Underwood 9-3. Tri-Center over Logan Magnolia 6-5. Rolling Valley play saw Coon Rapids Bayard beat Adair Casey 11-3. West Harrison over Glidden Ralston 8-4. In the Corner Conference, Stanton beat Essex 5-4. Nishnabotna over East Mills 8-1. In the Pride of Iowa, Lennox beat Southwest Valley 5-4. In boys baseball last night. Major League Baseball, Mike Napoli's sacrifice fly scored Francisco Lindor with the winning run to cap a two-run ninth inning in the Cleveland Indians down the Kansas City Royals 5-4 last night. That loss ended Kansas City's six-game winning streak. Elsewhere in the American League, Baltimore beat Boston 12-7, Yankees over Detroit 5-4, Minnesota beat Tampa Bay 6-4. In the National League, San Francisco over Atlanta 6-0, the Cubs over the Dodgers 7-2, Brewers beat the Phillies 4-1, Miami over Pittsburgh in 12 innings 4-3, and Cincinnati beat up on Colorado 11-4. In interleague play, Arizona beat Houston 13-0, and in Seattle, seemed like they brought out the softball yesterday. Seattle beat San Diego 16-13 in a big rally there. Kansas City Royals third baseman Mike Moustakas has had season-ending surgery on his right knee. Moustakas tore his anterior cruciate ligament in a May 22nd collision with teammate Alex Gordon. The team said Thursday that the operation was performed by Dr. James Andrews in Pensacola, Florida. Moustakas was a key player in helping Kansas City win the World Series last season and was selected to the AL All-Star team. He hit .240 with seven homers in 27 games this season. Gordon broke his wrist in that collision, and the left fielder is also on the disabled list. Well, this year's NBA Finals have begun the same way last year's ended, with the Golden State Warriors coming out on top. Shaun Livingston came off the bench to score 20 points, and the Warriors dominated the early part of the fourth quarter as they cruised to a 104-89 triumph over the Cleveland Cavaliers. Game two is Sunday in Oakland. The New York Knicks have hired Jeff Hornacek as their head coach. Hornacek emerged last month as Phil Jackson's surprising coaching choice after the Knicks president indicated he would likely pick someone he already knew. He's not played or worked under Jackson. Hornacek takes over a Knicks team that went 32-50 this season, missing the playoffs for the third straight year. He went 101-112 in 2.5 seasons as the Suns' head coach. Hornacek is the fourth Knicks coach since Jackson joined the organization as president of basketball operations in March of 2014. Oklahoma President David Boren says the Big 12 Board of Directors is in a data-gathering mode and would rather be right than hasty while considering the possibility of expansion. Boren, serving as chair of the league's board that will make the final decisions, described the 10-team league as very strong Thursday and on a very positive track. Oklahoma's president once described the Big 12 as psychologically disadvantaged as the smallest of the five power conferences without a football championship game or a league-wide television network. Boren said it's time for the league to make decisions, but it is in a position of strength with time to be careful in making them. The Big 12 directors meet again today, the last day of the league's spring meetings. And the Big 12 has adopted a rule change that now gives Oklahoma quarterback Baker Mayfield his lost year of eligibility, meaning he will be eligible to play for the Sooners in 2017. Mayfield finished fourth in the Heisman balloting last season and led Oklahoma to the college football playoff. If that proposal had failed, this season would have been his last for the Sooners. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.